From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are. Podcast, the playoff episode, playoff clinch episode, as far as we have some participants that will include our Yankees. But I love the bubble format for this season. We all know that when it comes to the Major League Baseball, we play at each other franchise's home ballpark. All right. So normally you don't get this neutral site situation that we're seeing in both the AL and the NL, but I definitely like it because without fans and there's possibility of having fans in the World Series, that excitement, if you are a fan of a team that wins the AL or wins the NL, you may have the opportunity to go to another site, i.e. the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area for the World Series. I think that's fantastic for this one year. I really do. Baseball has allowed at least half the teams in the league to make the playoffs. And the Yankees clinched over the weekend. Thank goodness. We still are finding out who's going to play what. We'll find that out exactly next Monday from now. So we will have a playoff, I guess you could say, preview episode for both the AL and NL teams, and especially for our Yankees. I'm glad the Yankees clinched because it wasn't looking good for a minute. And I say over the last week is some change, man. The Yankees have played excellent baseball. They've had a blunder versus the Red Sox. They're getting destroyed tonight versus the Blue Jays. So maybe it could be a little bit of a cause for concern, getting smoked in back-to-back games, maybe. But overall, I like the response over the last week and some change because every game definitely counts. My goal over the last 3 weeks was to lock up second place in the AL East, and mission accomplished. Of course, we would love to win the division. That did not and will not happen this year, but we're in the dance like all the other teams. Half the teams in the league are going to the playoffs, and it's a matter of just pretty much – surviving after that, starting next Tuesday when the games begin. And I love that the fact that the AL teams are going to go to National League parks, starting at Petco Field, and the NL teams are going to go to the Houston, which is an AL park, and the World Series is in the Texas Rangers home park, right in the middle of the country. So I think that's a fantastic idea, man. So right now, Yankees getting killed by the Blue Jays. Not really a good showing. They were up 1-0. We had an umpire delay, stop. I wouldn't call it a stop. It's a delay. They changed umpires in the first inning, and the Yankees were up 1-0. And the Blue Jays, as of right now, are knocking on the door of double-digit scoring. Should probably get over 10 runs or more. But we'll talk about it, man. We'll definitely talk about it because I definitely want to get stakeholder perspective as far as the playoffs. Gerrit Cole, the last couple of starts, has been phenomenal. The hitting has picked up. We'll talk about it for the next several minutes. And, of course, Jimmy, man, what's going on? Congratulations. The Yankees are in the playoffs in the shortened season. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, man. I'm good, man. I'm glad we got to this point. I'm glad we got to this point now. You know, Yankees are in, like you said. It's a good feeling. I know we're losing to the Blue Jays right now, man. But honestly, it doesn't matter, man. I'd rather get our losing done now out of the way, so we're not losing in the playoffs. You know what I'm saying?
Not really, Jimmy. I'm not gonna. I don't know if I can fully agree with that comment. I think the Yankees should take every game down the stretch serious. I kind of understand why you're saying what you're saying as far as the rationale, get the losing out of the way. I actually feel indifferent. I would want to go into the playoffs on a nice rhythm, a nice win streak like we did right before Fenway, winning that series versus the same Blue Jays as well. We crushed them. They kind of repaying the favor tonight. I kind of want to win. I would say win out, but definitely win series heading into – who we will match up with. I mean, right now we would match up versus the Twins. Most seasons, I would say, I love our matchup versus the Twins because we've kind of had their number, but any season, anytime, anything can happen. But let's get into the do you want to talk about tonight, or do you want to, you know, talk about what happened in Boston? Clint Frazier had a monster Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Sanchez had a game-tying home run with one out Friday. What's your thoughts on all this?
I just like what we've been doing. I mean, like, everybody, the guys that were hurt, you know, coming up big for us. You know, like you said, like, you know, Gary Sanchez coming in big. I mean, look at you know, like, even like Aaron Judge. I mean, you know, Judge and Stanton. You know, so we're seeing our big three guys coming up big in these games. You know, it's a good sign to have everybody back. You know, and then you look at you know what you said earlier. You know what Garrett Cole is doing right now, and you know mm-hmm. our pitching and hitting has just been like phenomenal, man. You know,
so what happened tonight? You know, what happened to the pitcher tonight? Lazaizica. And then what happened without getting the sweep? We were having a nice win streak versus the Red Sox. Ended up getting crushed. What happened on Delvy Garcia on the mound, man? Especially in that second and third inning. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I think what happened with him is I think he just lost his command. You know, he lost where his pitches were. I think, man. You know, because that's what I think happened. You know, he's a good young pitcher. And I think you know, for him to even be at this point, you know, considering that we don't have any minor league season this year, I think it was a good time for him, for Delvy Garcia to get his feet wet, because As much as I want to see him next year in the major leagues, I don't think we're going to see him, because, you know, we're going to have minor league baseball back probably. What do you think about that?
I'm not 100% sure what could it be, because he's had some bright moments, and this last outing could be a knock on whether they want to put him in our final playoff roster or not. But we'll have more of an answer next Monday when the rosters are finalized and we know who our matchup is, because it could probably depend on that as well. But yeah, as far as the pitching overall, to answer your question, as far as getting the job done, I mean, I know a lot of Yankee fans, Jimmy, are not confident in J.A. Happ, but although he definitely gave us something to cheer for this past weekend in Fenway, I think what it really comes down to for me, and a lot of Yankee fans, of course, is what the Yankees are paying Garrett Cole. And the last couple of games have shown a lot of problems after the big rut back in early August, you know, back in the month of August, basically. So, yeah, you got Stan back, you got Judge back, you got a lot of your horses back. And it really starts at the top of the lineup with DJ LeMahieu, we all already know. But it's just got to get more guys to get acclimated, because Luke Voit, as you already know, Jimmy, I don't think most Yankee. No, I think there would have been a small percentage of Yankee fans that would have said Luke Voit leads the majors. He will lead the majors in home runs. I would say about 5%, maybe 3%. You know what I'm saying? As far as I think most fans around the Yankee universe and most baseball fans, period, would probably never have thought Luke Voit would have been leading Major League Baseball in home runs, because of not only the talent projected on our own team, but also, you know, around baseball. What's your thoughts as far as what Luke Voit has done, the monster games they've had last week versus Toronto, putting up a lot of runs, and then even the backup catcher, Jimmy, getting into the mix with a hat trick of home runs versus the Blue Jays, man. Even hitting home runs to left, home runs to center, home runs to right. We had the video on the Bleed Blue Show page showing that. Well, what's your thoughts as far as the Yankees offense? You know, do you think this is going to translate into next week when we really get into the playoffs with half the leagues and half the teams in the league?
Yeah, I hope it does, Steve. But as you all know, that's the one thing about the playoffs is, I mean, you could do good in regular season, but everybody starts out 0-0 again. So, you know, we have to hope that you know, the Yankees can continue that momentum. And you know, and as far as Luke Voit having a home run lead, I mean, I never thought we'd see that from Luke Voit either, because because he had a little bit of a slump going on there for a while, and then he picked it up. So for him to have the home run lead, I mean, not only that, but in a short season like this, it's pretty amazing to me, man. And if we get that Luke Voit in the playoffs, man, I think we're in for a good run. What do you think, man?
Yeah, I'm keeping an eye out on his at-bats. I'm actually watching him at bat right now, even though we're getting crushed. Yeah, of course I would love to see Luke Voit continue this, because we haven't seen it consistently from Stanton this year. And Judge is just getting back into the swing of things. So, I mean, it has to come from somewhere. I know Gary Sanchez had the big home run to tie the game over the weekend, but I mean, Gary Sanchez at bat is not someone we're going to rely on for the most part. He's had a good week per se, but do you think it's going to come against above average pitching when we got to face some of these teams? It remains to be seen. I'm not confident in Gary Sanchez. I say all this to say, Jimmy, as far as Luke Voit, man, Luke Voit has exceeded my expectations. And I think this even goes back to the Greg Bird talks we've had for years, or in the last, you know, a couple years ago. Because this is kind of what we expected out of Greg Bird, the savior at first base, playing at that first base cornerstone. And Luke Voit, I think, is exceeded what Greg Bird would have, what we thought Greg Bird would have done, and then some. Over the last week, he has been phenomenal. As far as hits, he's second on the team behind LeMahieu. Him and LeMahieu have been interchangeable. Obviously, Luke Voit has just only one more home run over the last 7 days, last week, than DJ LeMahieu. Even though DJ LeMahieu has been batting well over 400, Luke Voit has been close to 400 in batting over the last week. His on base has been phenomenal. Slugging is at 1,000 in the past week. He's led the team in RBIs, even though he strikes out a lot, and we'll take that as long as you're still going to hit well over 300. Strike out all you want, man, because you're putting the ball in play. Your OPS is fantastic. It's second to DJ LeMahieu. Again, DJ LeMahieu, we'll talk about him right now. As far as, we'll get to DJ LeMahieu, but as far as Luke Voit, he's been nothing but way past any thoughts I thought he would bring, because he's almost a forgotten Yankee almost in the lineup, because we all know the big names: Judge, Stanton, Torres, Sanchez. If Voit is I would say he's doing it quietly. He's done it loudly when a lot of these guys have been hurt or slumping, you know?
Oh yeah, and then you look at a guy like, what do you think about a guy like Brett Gardner? Do you think Gardner is gonna be a man to be, you know, become big in the playoffs, man? Do you think Gardner can step up?
Let's hope so, man. I mean, he's kind of had this, he's been pretty good over the last week as well. Usually he's a late bloomer in seasons. Last season wasn't particular. We talk about this all the time, the power he brought to the plate last year in the second half, but he's played well over the last week as well, hitting-wise. He's getting into the flow. Sometimes it takes a while for Brett Gardner to get going. But one of his better attributes, maybe just as good, if not more valuable than his fielding, because he's still a reliable glove, you know? I think Brett Gardner, when it comes to playoff time, is going to make pitchers work. He's going to eat up a lot of pitches at bats. So when it comes to Brett Gardner, I'm hoping it continues through this week. So this is why the Yankees can't take a team like the Blue Jays lightly. Maybe they can make somewhat of a run, make it interesting, but end up losing tonight. A deficit of 8 runs for the next 3 innings, as long as Toronto doesn't score. But as far as Brett Gardner, I mean, this is a team effort. Yeah, Brett Gardner is key to all of this. So I want him to continue the good streak he has had over the last week. What's your thoughts on Brett Gardner?
He's been really good. I mean, like he's gotten it together ever since everybody's came back, man. You know, he comes out with big hits, you know, and I see what you're saying where he takes a little while. He takes a little while to get it together, but when he does, when he does, he's really good. But what I like about Brett Gardner is that he's good both on offense and defense. You know, which usually you don't see that a lot of times. So I think it's going to depend on. I think Steve, it's going to depend on who we play in the playoffs. If we end up playing the Twins, for example, I could see Brett Gardner playing like a defensive role. You know, like he'll get a couple hits, but I think he'll be responsible for getting a big catch here and there. But later rounds when we got to play somebody I'm just guessing right now. If we got to play somebody like Tampa, I think you're gonna see him on a more offensive role. He's gonna want to swing for the fences and get some runs on a board. So I think that's what it's gonna depend on for Brett Gardner.
That's a fair point. And here's the thing, man. That's all the other reason why I disagree with your comment at the top. We need to win as many games as possible so we can avoid Tampa. I know that does not sound like the Yankee fan way, what I just said, but if we're going to be a team that's going to make a run for a 2020 World Series, I really believe avoiding Tampa in the first round is our best path to winning the AL pennant and playing in the World Series in Arlington versus the NL winner. I don't think we should be taking the rest of this week lightly. I don't think back-to-back losses is concerning, but it raises a red flag because after the great week we've had against Toronto, more Toronto than Boston, because Toronto was a team last week we were fighting for second place in the ALEs, and we were ahead of them by a little bit, but we really made a lot of separation from second to third place. I think Toronto is, a little bit of payback tonight. I think we need to win the rest of the series and then win the last series of this year, Jimmy, to really go on a nice momentum versus whatever team not named the Tampa Bay Rays. I think if we face Tampa Bay in the first round, I think we lose. So the goal right now, Jimmy, win games. Continue to hit well, pitch well. Pitching did not show up. Hitting didn't really show up tonight. So it was a clunker on both sides, and it's been back-to-back games. It's a little bit of a red flag. I'm not overly concerned. I think the team will pick it up the rest of the series in Buffalo versus the Blue Jays. Any additional thoughts on that? And I want to get to DJ LeMahieu.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think my thoughts are this, you know, whoever we play, we gotta show up, you know. If it's Minnesota, we gotta play hard, and if God forbid it's Tampa, we gotta play hard, you know. At least I don't care who we play, Steve, as long as we put up a really good fight, you know. You know what I'm saying? If we get into a situation where the games are, you know, if the games are close, even if we're winning games by one or two runs, I don't care how we win, as long as we win. That's what it is in a playoff. It's all about winning.
So you're talking about this week, or you're talking about when we're in the playoffs? I'm assuming you're saying
we're
this
talking
week.
I'm talking about when we're in the playoffs.
I don't think that's easy as you're making it sound. I think I don't think we've shown through a whole body of 60 games this regular season that we're just going to turn on the switch and just beat teams. I think it's a crapshoot, Jimmy. I think we have. I think the approach, honestly, is what I've been saying all episodes. Kind of, you know, we could agree or disagree, but it's more we need to have a rhythm going into this playoff this year because we haven't had 162 games. That
yeah.
There's not a lot of sample size from this season. Especially, you know, from both sides, hitting and pitching, and even if you want to throw the managing, because the managing from Aaron Boone has been spotty as well, especially during the slump. I don't think this Yankees team this year, especially because a lot of the main guys that are going to play in this lineup in the playoffs have been there consistently to prove or show me, Jimmy, that they could just turn it on at versus better pitching they're going to see because the pitching is going to be pretty much exponentially better than what we've seen in 60 games because we're going to get every team's best pitching because the game's going to they're going to matter more and you know without crowd and that's another thing that this makes this season really interesting, Jimmy. No crowd noise for the you know AL and the NL, but for the Yankee situation, there's no crowd
yeah.
noise so. A lot of the games that would be played at Yankee Stadium, I think especially a team like Minnesota, usually have gotten rattled by the home field advantage that the Yankees have. We've seen the Minnesota Twins just last year crumble because a lot of it was excellent performances by our team, the players, the pitching and the hitting. Big home runs like when Didi Gregorius had that grand slam. Tanaka was phenomenal last year. We don't have that home crowd element that probably worried or neutered the Minnesota Twins. I think the Twins are actually a better team, but not better team. They were a very good team last year, but I think in the playoffs, the playoff experience and the playoff crowd got to them. They don't have to deal with that this year. And I think to say that we're going to turn it on this year, like any other year, I don't think that applies this year. I think the best way we can just do this is just win series, pitch as best as possible, and not give up 10 runs in back-to-back games.
Yeah, that's never fun.
I mean, we gave up 10 last night. There's 20 runs in the last two games, you know? 20 runs! Last two games!
Yeah, 20 runs. That's, a lot of runs.
10 encounters tonight. 10 last
wow.
night, 10 encounters tonight. You know, That's not encouraging. I mean, I would, you know, I don't want to panic, but come on. I mean, are we expecting to go on a big playoff run? And we're going, and these are teams that are probably, you know, Toronto might have a chance to make the playoffs, but Boston, you know, I mean, I know they're a rival and they haven't won it in a long time versus us, but, you know, 10 runs is still 10 runs. It's not like we're giving up 10 runs to Oakland or 10 runs to the Dodgers. I mean, this is, you know, these are teams that are looking up at us in the standings this season.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
But you know what? I do have one thing. I'll give us one thing that could help our argument. And this is what makes this playoffs so unique, Jimmy. We haven't played any team from the AL Central or the AL West this year, so they haven't seen us face to face this season, and they haven't seen us. We haven't seen them. So it's literally a clean slate. You know what I'm saying? Like we didn't play the Twins.
Yeah.
We didn't play. Chicago. We didn't play Oakland. Maybe that could help. It could hurt us, but it can help us. That's a real unknown factor. I really don't know how it's going to go because maybe, you know, a lot of, you know, because of the 60 games, you know, we've seen a lot of Boston. We see a lot of Toronto. We see a lot of Tampa. They know us. We know them. Let the best team win that particular day. Let me ask you this. DJ LeMahieu was the player of the week this week, man. I mean, this past week. DJ LeMahieu, man. I mean, talk to me on your – all right, let me get your thoughts on that, man. As far as what he's done. He's been phenomenal.
Yeah, DJ LeMahieu has been like if there was an MVP for the whole year, I definitely give it to DJ because like what he's been a clutch hitter all along for us. Like he knows just what to do. He knows just what to do to be in a big game. So I would definitely give him MVP of the year if there was such an award for it, man. Like he's just been on fire. I hope he I hope he continues that, and I hope that I hope not only this going into next year. I hope that we sign him long term, man. We gotta do that.
Yeah,
we gotta sign him long term. It'd be crazy not to.
He's playing the best baseball of his career, and he's had a very solid MLB career. Even with his time with the Rockies, even last year, I think he's been a. Even he was playing well, better than what I thought. Me and Dom had those episodes where we knew he was a good player, but we didn't think he was going to step it up a notch. Usually when guys come to the Yankees, the production where they came from usually drops, and he's actually turned it up. He's one of the few players that actually got better, and he's an older player too. That's the thing. So, yeah, I think this time, you know, with the contract situation, we have to lock him up because – honestly, without him, we may not even be in a playoff situation because that leadoff hitter is damn near everything. Matter of fact, when he was out because of the coronavirus, the COVID-19, the Yankees felt like the Yankees really couldn't get it going until he got into the lineup earlier this year. But we're blessed to have him, man. Blessed to have him. And not only he hits for average, he's been hitting for home runs too, man. It's almost like he gets forgotten in the shuffle. You know, Kyle hit the 3 home runs one night. Luke hits multiple home runs, and he's right there hitting home runs, but he's also getting on pace, leading the charge. Jimmy, final thoughts for you, man, because next week we are going to have a playoff show. We're going to have the matchups, both AL and NL. Your final thoughts as we wind down on this regular season, and we'll be back next week, of course, with the gang and, of course, talking playoffs, but your final thoughts.
We gotta just keep it going, you know. We gotta forget about tonight and go on to the next game. Hopefully we can get it together and get winning games. You know, get on a nice rhythm going into the playoffs. I mean, and go Yankees, man! I can't wait to talk playoff baseball, man. It's finally here. It's finally here. We're going to have playoff baseball to talk about. It feels good, Steve. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, because we had the rough out last year versus Houston, and we were the proverbial favorites coming into this season. But obviously, world situation trumps sports, and we had to postpone the sport, all sports, but baseball, at one point, remember we spent many episodes that we didn't think they were going to have baseball. And now that we have baseball, they figured it out. And not only they figured it out, I think they provided us an excellent, entertaining playoff format in both leagues that even if if the Yankees get out, I may even still watch the rest of baseball. Because normally when the Yankees are out of the playoffs, Jimmy, I'm done. Like, I don't care who wins at that point. I stopped watching. Like, I stopped watching versus last year's World Series. So yeah, I am thoroughly, thoroughly excited for next week. We'll definitely have a lot of Yankee perspectives of going into whoever we play, and we'll talk about that. Jimmy, it's been great talking with you, and we'll talk next week on the Dugout Podcast. We'll talk a playoff episode. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Jimmy, it's an honor, bro. We'll talk next week. I can't wait, man. Sangre Azul, ladies and gentlemen. Let's finish the season strong, man. Let's not take nights off, Yankees. Bleed blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.